Welcome to Pastor with host Pastor Henry Wells, as he shares heart-to-heart with pastors and leaders their insights into biblical truths and the challenges they face in sharing Jesus Christ in today's society. Now, here's your host, Pastor Henry Wells.
Good day, and thank you for being with us today as we talk heart-to-heart and pastor-to-pastor to pastors all across Northern California. I'm glad to introduce to you a friend who's been with us a couple times before, and his name is Scott Dimmer. He's the pastor of the Christ the King Lutheran Church in Orangeville. Scott, welcome to the program again.
Thank you very much. Glad to be here.
Well, since we were here last time, you've been a pastor about 11 years or so?
Just about, yes.
Yeah, 2006 when you came.
It's been a lot of fun.
Yeah.
All 11 years.
It's always fun, but as we were kind of talking a little bit earlier, pastoring's not always easy.
No, it's not.
You know, I found that being a pastor is not like anything else. I mean, because you have people who think they're your boss and they can tell you what to do. There's others who hold you in a high esteem. And there's others who think that you're their, you take their place. So, you know, you're the one to go out and win people to Christ, and you're the one to visit people in the hospitals. And so all they have to do is come to church and sit there.
That's right.
But that's not true. That's not the work of a pastor.
That's correct.
What do you think the number one job of a pastor?
Well, first and foremost is to love and to remind people of the love that they find in Christ Jesus, and to inspire others to recognize in themselves the gifts that they have, to proclaim that same good news, not only to their family and friends, but to, you know, the stranger on the street, the person in the grocery store, the gas station, you name it. So,
now, some people, when they talk about witnessing to people, they think, well, you don't have the right to talk to somebody until you know them and you become friends, and then you earn the right to talk to them about Jesus. And others, they believe in cold calling. You know, you just knock on the door and say, you know, do you love Jesus, and or would you like to know more about him? And how do you think witnessing? What are you supposed to do in witnessing?
Well, just be yourself, number one. And the only way that you can become a friend with someone is to be yourself. And if you're a follower of Jesus Christ, that will be reflected in your words, your actions, your laughter, and any other gift that God has blessed you with, who you are. And I think there's a time and a place for both of those things that you mentioned, for cold calling. I mean, I don't know how many times that God has presented to me the opportunity to proclaim the good news, in the middle of Walmart. Mm-hmm. You know, these people, yeah. I have no idea who they are. Yet it seems at that particular time they're looking for, maybe a little bit of God's grace at that very moment. But then there's also that other time where maybe there's these people that you do know for years, or maybe even weeks, that you've known for some time, and maybe you've earned their trust, and you present that same good news in that same sort of fashion. Whatever need that they may need at that particular point, if they're struggling or in their joys as well, where, here the magnificent Lord and Savior is there through the highs and lows and everything in between, and there you are just being a reminder of who God is through Jesus Christ.
Yeah. I know a lot of people, when they're at a restaurant, they'll always say to the waiter or waitress, is there anything I can pray for you about today? You look pretty harassed and harried, and it's a tiresome job serving somebody. And usually they really appreciate a word that you're praying for them specifically.
Exactly. I think it's really humanizing people. Your example of being at a restaurant. We treat these people as being our servers, and they're serving us, and they're doing a job. Yet, they're people too, who are in need of a Savior just as mm-hmm. much as we are.
Yeah.
And to treat them, like that they do have feelings and they are in need, as I said, of a savior. At that time, it could be as they're serving drinks, or, and it doesn't have to be them. And it's the same with those who are homeless, those who are the less fortunate. You need to be treated as a beloved child of God. And you're there to be God's spokesperson. Well,
they're God's creation. They have a soul, and God has a good word for them. And if you're hiding it, you're like, who would take a light and hide it under a bushel basket? Scripture says.
Oh, no.
Oh, you're supposed to take take it off and show the light.
That's right.
And so I think we have to be, all the time, be prepared to say something in the name of Jesus. And it's amazing how God's Spirit has prepared hearts for you to speak that one word
right
to them. So,
and it actually doesn't have to be a word. It could be as simple as a smile. And I remember one time one person said to me, well, how on earth am I supposed to proclaim the good news of Jesus Christ when I don't have the seminary training and all of the knowledge of Scripture, you know, like you do, Pastor? And my only response to this gentleman who asked this question was to embrace him in a hug.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And there in that hug was the miracles of the resurrection, the miracle of God touching this person. And thank you, Lord, for making me the vehicle at that particular time. And we all can do this, which is the most amazing thing. And as you know, we've talked about earlier, we always... we think that we have that pastor and he's going to do all of the God talk.
Yeah.
And we're just going to let him do all of this stuff.
Yeah.
You know, that's what he gets paid for.
Yeah.
And
he's a professional Christian.
That's right. And we're just going to sit here in the pew, maybe show up for an hour or so. No, on the contrary, we are called.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, I love it. When Jesus first calls his disciples, he says, well, come and follow me, and I will make you fish for people or fish for men and so forth. And we always forget that first part of, the whole follow. Follow me. Well, what does that mean? Well, it's an ongoing process of following, of learning who this amazing Jesus is and hearing these words that he has for us to speak or to sing, or to dance, or to embrace. And
it's a privilege. It's really a privilege. And,
indeed.
In one sense, it's the hardest thing. In the other sense, it's the most beautiful thing. We get to experience the love of Christ up close and personal. And so even though we have struggles at time, it's certainly worth the time that we take to do it.
Right.
There are people that... they say, a while ago I was saying we're professional Christians. When someone's lying on the hospital bed, then they tell, you go save them.
That's right.
I want you to go get this person saved. They need to be saved. And I said, there's a lot more to it than that. But I'll be glad to go and tell them about Jesus. And if it so be that they hear, then we'll praise God. But there's no guarantees, because most people become Christians around the age of 17 or below. The older you get, the harder it is for some people to become Christians.
Hmm.
And I used to work with an evangelist, and sometimes he would ask, all the people that are saved stand, and then he'd say, if you were saved the time you were 10, sit down. If you're saved by the time you're 17, sit down. Then he said, 25. Well, now the crowd is thinning out. You get up in the 40s or 50s, there'll be very few people standing.
Huh.
And the last one standing might be 70 or 80, and there'll be maybe two or three people still standing, because it's just so hard for people to become a Christian in the later part of their lives. And that happens. God can do it. But it's pretty rare.
Well, people get set in their ways.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And we all get stuck one way or the other.
So my word to people today, if you are over the age of 25 and you have not yet asked Jesus to be your Lord and Savior, you better get to it. Today is the day of your salvation. And God will save you today if you ask him to. So get on with it, you know. Talk to your pastor. Say, Pastor, I really have never made this commitment before, and I want to make it because I want to go to heaven. You know, and the pastor, his job is I want to take as many people as I can to heaven with me. So it's to us, it's an emergency, you know, getting those last people on board
before. So when you turn 26,
you're
done for.
Well, I tell you, if you haven't become a Christian by the time you're 26, you better be looking at your heart and saying, well, today is the day I'm going to do it. Because if you don't, oh, man.
Well, we do get set in our ways, that's for sure.
Well, Scott, you've been there 11 years, and what do you think is the strongest point about Christ the King Lutheran? What do you think your greatest strength in the church?
Well, several things.
Maybe you as a pastor too.
Well, several things. As far as just the church itself, we worship wonderfully. It is a privilege and honor to lead them in worship every Sunday and then some. And proclaiming the good news of Jesus Christ. That's, they're just an enthusiastic bunch of folk who love their Lord with all their heart, mind, soul, and strength.
Mm-hmm.
And the second thing is...
If that's what it is, you have a great church. That is a great church when you got people...
It is.
Yeah, it really is. That's the kind of church I've had. I mean, our people are ready and fired up to tell people about Jesus, and that's the way a church ought to be.
And I guess related to that is another important part is how they respond. It hasn't always been this way at our church, but within the last few years, they've really have a brand new understanding of what it means to, okay, God loves me. What does that mean? Well, I need to be a bearer of this good news, yes, with my words, but also through my actions. And they've really responded wonderfully, doing various service outreach type ministries. And that's a wonderful thing to be a part of, mm-hmm. Going out, feeding the homeless, helping out food banks, collecting coats and helping out downtown Sacramento here at the Union Gospel Mission and providing them coats every year. And but that service outreach has grown tremendously at Christ the King, and it's what a joy to be a part of. It just lights my heart up with such incredible passion, and it renews my sense of faith in seeing that. So I guess worship and then those service outreach are probably the biggest things. And we love scripture, love reading the word, which is an amazing part of it as well. And we love our kids and so forth.
That's what I was going to get to next. You have to have a good family church.
Yes.
Where you got kids coming and people that are, you're there to support your kids. And you have two children.
Two of them.
Yeah. And they're both boys.
Both boys, teenager and a preteen.
Oh, my goodness.
And we love them both, and my wife and I, and they are the sunshine of our daily life. So,
being a family church, I think I was reading on your webpage. By the way, give us your webpage title. Where are you located?
The web is Christ the King. OV, that's for Orangevale, so ChristTheKingOV.com.
Oh, yeah. That's easy. And you said in the opening there, you said that are you looking for a church home? If so, you have found a wonderful place to call home. Filled with warm, loving, and welcoming people, you will experience a church filled with passion, Passion, Spirituality, and Discipleship for Jesus. So whatever you're on in your spiritual journey, come and celebrate Jesus here. You know, I think that's exactly what you've been saying, right?
It's true. I mean, it's, you know, I've served many different churches, many different capacities. And I don't know how many times, you know, different churches will tell me, wow, you know, we're a warm and loving church. And then you go there on a Sunday morning and they're anything but, mm-hmm. you know, they're about as friendly as a piece of steel.
Kind of cold.
Very cold. Hell yeah. And then, and I can honestly say this church that I serve, they are warm and welcoming. Why? Because they love their Lord so passionately. And it reflects and you know, how they interact with one another. And when you're new coming into our worship space, they want you to be there. They want you to experience what they've experienced in worship. They want you to be a part of this grace that God has you know, has given them in their daily life. They want you to do this, and they want you to stay. They want you to they want to grow with you and in your faith, to walk with you. And so wherever you're on your journey, so if you're brand new to the faith, to if you've you know, been serving the Lord, your Savior, since Moses was around, you're welcome.
Well, that's great. And you've got lots of things for every age group, you know, right. Adults, Bible studies, and you've got things for children and for teenagers. And, you know, it's just a warm opening arms, loving you, wanting you to be on the journey. And it's if you're looking for a great, warm, passionate church, then Christ the King is the place for you.
Amen to that. It is.
Well, go on the webpage. You'll find reflected in that webpage what we've been talking about this morning. So I think you back up what you say in your language. I think it's tremendous because you back that up with that in the programs that you present.
Thank you. Well, that's what I believe in.
Well, that's great. Have there been any kind of seminal time in your life when you had a great experience, something that you like to share, or in particular a person or something that you remember in dealing with?
As far as how God has encountered me, is that what you're asking? Where do I begin? I mean, a lot of people, when they hear this, they'll say, oh, he's you know, probably just kissing up to her. But you know, my relationship with my wife, Jenny, has been an amazing growth in my faith, and getting to know her and her faith through 20 years of marriage. That's been a blessing. Other stories, I mean, you know, throughout college was some amazing times where, you know, my background is at San Jose State University, where, you know, I was often challenged by many, you know, oftentimes about who I was as far as a Christian, meaning that, it was either you were a Christian or someone who opposed it. And
well, Jesus kind of said, if you're not for me, you're against me. You know, right. You don't have any sitting on the fence with Jesus.
Right.
You know, you either accept him or you reject him. And you either serve him or you serve mammon, you serve the world, and serve Satan. So there's, you're either one or the other.
And yeah, I can think of time and time again where, throughout my entire life, where, and I guess that's where I've gotten to the point where I am now, you know, really trying to, I don't know if it's defend my faith, but I guess that's what you would call it, but really trying to proclaim my faith is probably a better phrase to. You know, to express that, and you know, having, you know, various different folks you know, say, hey, you know, this whole Jesus thing, you know, it's a myth. It's a, you know, it's, you know, why do you believe in something that you can't see? And the reality is, it's, you know, when it comes to my faith, it's more than just, you know, what you can touch. You know, hearing, you know, God's grace in a song. You're hearing the laughter of God through a child. You know, discovering the beauty of our Lord in Scripture. And all of these different places where, you know, you see, hear, and yes, it does touch you, but then, you know, and then also, you know, with people, you know, where you encounter the living Lord, and you know through their different experiences, and you know, to where I can proclaim loudly and boldly that I love the Lord my God with all my heart, soul, and strength, and then some. So, as far as stories, I can tell you one. You know, just the other day, it was in Walmart. Of all places, we were in Walmart. We had, I was just walking down the produce aisle, but the place where they had the produce. I guess they don't have aisles for produce there, just the area. And there was a young woman who was there who was crying with her two small children, and it was clear that she had been distressed. And I was in there, I think I was getting one of those salad things, you know, salad kits. And all I asked was, can I help you? And, oh, I got everything. I said, well, I'm going to pray for you. And if you'd like to pray right now, it'd be great. Oh, I don't really want to do that Jesus thing here. And so, okay, I still prayed for her on my own. But as we were checking out, lo and behold, here's the same woman comes. With her two kids. And she said, you remember that offer that you gave to me to pray? Do you mind if we could do that right now? Sure, I'd be happy to. And here, you know, this woman with her kids, myself and the cashier, and there's another worker of the store. We're all praying to Jesus in the middle of Walmart. You know, for God's grace to be upon this woman, to allow her to have blessings, that she can find the strength to live her life as horrible as it was. Wow. And here, that little moment was, she found some joy found in God. So.
Well, I think that shows your pastor's heart. Okay. And I think that's what pastors have to have, a pastor's heart, that you want to share Jesus because you know him so well, and it's a great privilege to be able to say, I love Jesus. You know, every day with Jesus is sweeter than the day before.
Amen.
I love that old song. Every day with Jesus is sweeter than the day before. And you believe it, and I believe it, and God blesses us as we share. Scott, it's been a great time talking with you today.
Thank you.
It's let my heart grow and celebrate the love of Christ. Thank you for being here. Bless your people at Christ the King Lutheran, Orangeville. Go to the webpage. It's easy to find. And hopefully in another few years we'll come back and we'll still be talking about Jesus.
Amen.
Well, thank you for being with us today as we go along life's journey, talking to other pastors, listening to them, what their experiences have been. And it's a great time as we know that pastors love Jesus. And they want you to know that same love. God bless you. Have a great week as you walk with Christ.
We hope you've enjoyed Pastor to Pastor. If you'd like more information on today's guest, please call 924-0710 and give the date of the show. We appreciate all area pastors and ministry leaders for their selfless commitment of service to our community. Please tune in again next week at the same time for another interview on Pastor to Pastor. Until then, may God bless you and keep you.